$79.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now.
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, cookies barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies' mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies' wings and things hot sauce, Cookies' premium salsa, or flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings.
Cookies.
Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
For everything electrical, you ought to see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping folks with their electrical needs, like switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much, much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. What a concept. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, visit MetroElectricSupply.com.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUDIT.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
I've been working on a new character.
Can't you hear
a bit of
Don Travolta.
And that happy tune.
It's really bad. In fact, I've already talked myself out of it. I will not be introducing Don Travolta. I just wanted to say that.
Was it a mixture of Don Travolta?
No, it was a bad... It was a guy who was supposed to be a cousin who'd never met John Travolta.
Yeah.
It was not done like this. And by his own admission, it didn't even sound like John Travolta.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, what?
I once lost a friend over $50.
That's sad.
And I'll tell you... Sometimes, when I'm driving, I still think about that $50.
Not funny.
Who is that?
Funny.
Peter Boyle.
Yeah. Not funny, Peter. By the way, change your name.
He's dead.
Boyle on a Peter is not funny.
Peter
Boyle, what a bad name. So today, I'm thinking about this Don Travolta character, and I did
Don?
It. Yeah, Don Travolta. I did it out loud in the car to myself. I'm driving along. I'm sitting there trying to talk, like, you know, Mr. Cotter. And the more I did it, I thought, this is the worst thing I've ever done. So there will be no Don Travolta.
Thank you.
I flushed the idea immediately.
Are you still going to do John Travolta impressions?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh.
Bad John Travolta impressions.
Thank goodness.
But no, and I even thought, okay, well, I'll have Peon and those guys say, so Don, how close are you to your cousin? Well, no, not very close at all. In fact, I've never even met him. You know, everybody says, hey, how come you don't sound like John Travolta? I say, well, I'm not supposed to sound like it. See, that would be my way of admitting he doesn't sound like it.
It all sounds like Don Travolta's getting ready to swallow his tongue.
Yeah, it does.
Or he has socks in his mouth.
Yeah, really, well, there will be no Don Travolta. Let me announce again, there will be no Don Travolta on this show.
No,
I think it's a wise decision. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Well, thank
I would
you.
Like to, you're welcome. I would like to take care of a little business early because I want to take the time. We're on a short leash today. We're off at 5:30. Don't despair. No, because we will get the joke in. You have my word. That joke will not be kicked off because of basketball. So there will be a joke today. And I have a joke in mind, however.
And there's always a however in life.
If you folks listening have a joke you'd like to hear, it is the giving season, the holiday season. I'd be happy to you know, grant you that wish. So if there's a particular joke you want to hear, if I decide it's better than the one I was going to tell today, we'll tell it today.
I have one.
What is it?
The glove one.
I knew you'd do that.
I love that one.
I know, and I did that for you about 2 months ago.
You did it, I think, in February, didn't you? Like for
No. It was later than that. Oh, we did it like early fall or something.
Okay.
I'll think about it. You know how to persuade me during commercials.
Mm-hmm. All right,
if you do the right things during the commercial breaks, I'll do that joke.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay. You sound like you're in a good mood. How come?
I am.
Why?
Oh,
you
I
bought
don't know.
Me something. No, I guess not.
No.
The laugh tells me no.
I can't tell you. I'd ruin the surprise.
Do you have a Burke segment? No.
Do I have a
anything?
Burke segment?
Anything
no,
for
I
the Burke?
I think I did.
Anybody
no,
have
I
anything
know.
For the Burke segment?
I do. I got
all right.
Listen,
I'd like
I
to introduce Peon. What do you have, Peon?
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Couple things here. Flipping around the dial on the way into work today. I was just kind of chino surfing.
I don't do that often.
Yeah? You lock in on one station?
I just listen to KTRS. To me, that's the only station there is.
I do. I'm a big KTRS.
I just choked on what I just said.
Sorry. I'm a big KTRS listener, too, but I just happened to flip around today. I heard a radio host who is also a writer for one of the many papers we have here in the St. Louis area.
Who could that be?
Many papers.
Wow. Who could that be and what paper?
So this is a writer who also does a television show. I mean, a television show. A radio show.
Really? Who is it?
Oh, I'm not going to mention his name because...
Well, I know. I think we know. And why wouldn't you mention
him? Well,
know.
No, because for what I'm about
what
to say.
Okay, let's see what he says.
Are his
then
initials?
He's a
no,
writer.
No, don't.
He's a writer, so you think English would be a specialty.
He's a large man. He's a large man. He is, or you'd say
I'm
no.
Not
go ahead.
Anything.
Go
English
ahead.
Should be a specialty, right? When you're a journalist, a paper journalist.
Yes, I would think so.
He uttered the three words, "Don't never know."
Ooh, that's that's double negative.
Don't never know.
That's a double
is that what
negative.
He said?
Don't never know. You don't never know.
Double negative.
Wow.
Yes.
And he's a writer.
Yes. So I just thought that you know I don't often
basket.
Get to.
Tony. Gal in a handbag.
What in the world? I don't often get to...
I've been having a little sinus issues. I don't often get to talk about somebody else's English because it's usually mine that is the poor grammar. So
we're all guilty.
I just thought I'd share the love a little
when you
bit.
Are a journalist and you write in a major... You know, metropolitan
yes.
publication. You should know better than say you don't never know.
Don't never know.
Like
that's
Clark
bad.
Kent.
I don't even... And I, and I'm saying this could be the same show or it could be a different show, but I also heard they were also out of the location today, and it had this wherever they were, it had the Salvation bell ringer standing right next to them the entire show.
That's irritating.
That's just irritating. In the background the whole time
nice.
You just hear this. So maybe don't set up your radio remote.
Or maybe
right next
have the bell ringer move.
Or something.
The only reason I'm reluctant to call out other radio stations or shows is nobody is more guilty of ridiculous programming than we are. We've made more mistakes at this station and had more blunders and goofs.
That's
and,
why
and,
I didn't identify
and
them.
People
just,
who shouldn't be on the air, so who are we?
I left it open-ended. It
but
be
I'm
anybody.
Glad you told the story because I know who this is.
Okay.
And this guy doesn't particularly like me anyway, so it's okay for
really?
You.
Really?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
When
we were coming
to
the station, he did a whole thing railing on what do they think and how could they do this. Yeah, so I don't care what you say about him.
Yes, I have one more thing.
Right.
There's a new show. I don't know if it's started yet or it's coming up. I think it's on TLC or Discovery. It's called Moonshiners.
That sounds good.
I saw the promo for that.
You know what? I bet it's because of the success of Boardwalk Empire.
Well,
because
it's
kind of the same.
It's
reality
not
show.
It's about real moon.
It's a reality show.
Real live TV.
Yes,
oh, okay.
But I'm confused. Isn't moonshining still illegal?
I thought so.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to sell alcohol that's not taxed. It's still...
you're not even supposed to make it for your own consumption, I don't think.
Well,
they have little machines
you can buy.
Not hard. I don't think moonshine...
No, I don't think... You know, people... Look, where's the cutoff? You can make wine, make your own wine.
Wine and beer, I know that.
And what's the alcohol percentage cutoff? What's the...
Yeah, how does it qualify as moonshine and not, say, vodka?
I still think moonshine is illegal to have.
Well, first of all, to answer Tina's question, any liquor... that's not regulated or taxed or done through the system is moonshine.
Okay.
Vodka, gin, whiskey. I think it's all really moonshine.
What's it taste like?
Tastes like crap.
Oh, my God.
I've never had it. I mean, I think, grain alcohol? I think you can add any flavor you want to it, but it's really strong.
No, I tasted it once, and I'm going to tell you something. It'll rip the skin from the inside of your mouth.
It's like the white lightning.
It's horrible. It burns going all the way down.
But I'd love to. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if anybody out there knows. Is moonshine still illegal to have or make?
First of all, why would it be illegal? Well, now, wait a minute. I guess the same reason it's illegal to grow pot or cook meth. You are producing a product, but if you're not selling, well, you can't grow marijuana and not sell
but
it.
But those are illegal. I don't know if moonshine. I think moonshine is still. So maybe we can get a caller to.
A moonshiner could call us.
Maybe a moonshiner.
If you're
sure
a moonshiner.
We have some moonshiners around the area.
Yeah, give us a call.
But I can't wait for that show. It looks good.
It
looks really good. Anything that was else? All I had.
Anything?
I have something.
This is Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, good to have you.
My doctor called me, my orthopedic doctor. She's a pain specialist in orthopedic. She gives me my cortisone shot.
This is that real good-looking chick.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a MRI the other day. So she called me with my results, and she was telling me about 3 bulging discs that I have.
You said that one thing that's bulging is not a disc.
That's right.
That's what you get for being so good looking.
I'm just happy to come in the office.
Yeah.
It's close to a disc, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was telling me about some things that I could do, and she said one of the things is to exercise and build up your core strength. And she was telling me about some exercises, and I said, oh, if I do that one a lot, I guess I'll get some 6-pack abs. And she goes, well, with you, it'll probably be more like 12-pack abs. I thought, oh, that hurt.
Is that a compliment?
That's your story?
A compliment.
I don't think it was.
That's the story?
No, yeah, that was the story about that one.
That's not that entertaining.
Well, you asked. You asked me.
No, I said, do you have? When I say, do you have anything for the Burke segment, it means anything interesting. Come about? I don't remember ever hearing about anybody's core till the last few years. It's all working good.
Everything revolves.
Have a core. My core is
rotten.
Nobody can
Mine's
find
rotten.
It. Mine's buried in fat. You can't find my core. I can't work on it because I can't get to it.
And you know what? You're right, though. The past couple of years is when I've heard about...
The core.
You have to work on your core strength. I'm like... Yeah. What the heck?
Oh, they say it alleviates all kinds of it because you carry all kinds of stress in other joints if your core isn't strong. It used to just be abdominals,
but that's your basic. That's your midsection, your back muscles, and all the midsection.
Yeah, but now they frown on sit-ups and crunches and stuff. It's supposed to be.
I frown on them.
Yeah.
I always have.
I frowned on them forever.
That big exercise ball that's supposed to be for your core, right? On your back and stuff.
I think so.
You?
I frown on that too.
Yeah, and I have one more thing. Today is my daughter Alyssa's birthday.
Yeah.
15?
15. She was...
now it starts.
She was at the license office or went to the... where they take the driver's test and everything. She took the test for her permit. That was the first thing she wanted to do.
Well, she's normal.
She passed, so she's going to get her picture taken and everything, and she'll have her permit. So.
The beginning of independence.
And how does that work? She can only drive with a licensed driver in the car?
She can drive, yes. Licensed driver, a parent or a licensed driver 21 or older. And then
anybody 21 or older? Or a family member?
I think anyone 21 or older. I'm going to have to double check on that.
But I thought it was a parent.
I know, for sure.
Guardian.
And I don't think they're supposed to have passengers either.
No passengers. And even when they get, even when they turn 16 and they get their license, I think they're only allowed to have one passenger.
And here's your worst nightmare. You find out it doesn't have to be a parent, and then she comes home and says she's leaving to go drive with her 21-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because then it's legal, and he's old enough. Yeah. You don't want that.
Hey, Dad, here's Raul. We're going to go drive.
Why did you use the name Raul?
Yeah,
some kind of racial prejudice thing?
No.
There's something going on here. You said that because it was subliminally you don't want your daughter dating somebody named Raul. We need to delve into what's in your head here, because I think everybody listening with a relative named Raul has just been insulted, because you said, she comes home with Raul, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know how many Rauls we probably have listing? Like 15.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Now they're insulted.
Oh, sorry, Raul.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Once, twice, three times. Burke segment is closed. Now, what... What we want to get done here by 5:30 when we have to get out is several things. Joe Hipperson's coming in because today's Tuesday. We have the DVDs and the CDs out, so he'll be in here with that. I kind of miss having a regular fireplace. You know, I smelled a fireplace the other day, and it made me miss having a wood-burning fire. I don't miss it enough to go back and convert back to wood burning.
Because
oh,
a lot of
miss,
work, right?
Oh man, I don't miss the smell, the smoke. I don't miss the ashes. I don't miss hauling the wood and then chips of wood and then storing and stacking the wood. I don't miss any of that. But when somebody else will have a big wood burning fire, I like that.
Oh sure.
There's nothing like the popping and the wood and the flames dancing and stoking in the embers. It's just this time of year in the holidays.
Just
it's
watching
great,
the wood crack on fire.
Wouldn't you just take that fake wood out? And the little rack out, and then just connect the gas.
I can do that.
Because mine has a flue, so I'm assuming it used to be.
Oh, no, mine actually is a real fireplace. We just stuck gas logs and ran a propane line, and I could certainly put real wood in there and do that. I could do that. I'm just too lazy. I'm lazy about everything, and I'm too lazy. Then I got to go get wood. We don't have any wood, so now you got to go have somebody bring some wood out. And then you got
to.
Here's the other thing. The best part of a fire. When you get a really hot bed of coals, I mean a big hot red bed, you put any piece of wood in there,
oh yeah,
and it ignites.
Oh,
it dries out immediately if it's damp at all, and anything burnt. Once you get the base bed of coals, nothing better. I used to sit up at our house till 3 in the morning, 2 or 3 in the morning, and just stare at the fireplace over the holiday, like Christmas, the kids would be in bed, everything's kind of quieted down. I just sit there and watch it dance and pop and spark. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty hypnotic. It really is.
You know, I have a fireplace, and two Christmases ago, I was sitting on the little, I guess you call it the hearth, and I had this wreath up above me with all the decorations on it, and it got so hot, the decorations started melting off and hit me on the head.
Oh.
You just gave me a great idea for an online business.
What?
You go to my site that I'm about to tell you I just created just now in my head, and you order a wreath. We've never had a wreath on our front door, you know, like a real welcome to our home sort of wreath. And I will create a fictitious woman like Martha Stewart. Her name will be Wreath Witherspoon.
Hey.
WreathWitherspoon.com, and you go to her. Well, thank you. You go to her for your wreath. I just thought of that.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like ingenious.
Yes.
Thank you. Here's the deal. I want to talk to you about an advertiser who's not getting as many calls as I'd like for him to get. Now, this is not probably a smart thing to do. You don't go on the air and ever admit that you're not generating the calls you want to generate. But I'm going to do that because it bothers me. And it bothers me because I know why they're not getting a lot of calls. And it's Neograft, the Lifestyle Center in Clayton. There are several reasons. One, it's the season. This is a holiday season, and if somebody's going to spend money, you know, $8,000 to $12,000 on something cosmetic, something personal like hair transplant, they're probably not going to do it right now. They put it off till after the first of the year. Well, you know, that's not something I'm going to do over the holidays. After the first of the year, I'll do it. I get that. I also get that it's elective, and it's not inexpensive. Expenditure for this, average cost in this part of the country for people who go to the Lifestyle Center, I told you before, is $8,000 to $12,000. I think the other thing is that it's a very personal thing. A lot of people are reluctant to go. For some reason, women don't seem to ever be reluctant to go, hey, I want bigger boobs. You know, that's not a very secret. They kind of talk about it. Ooh, look, I got new boobs.
Yeah,
but hair is a weird thing. Being bald or almost being bald, going bald, I get it. But here's what I'd like for you to do. Now, they have said that they've had a lot of people call and say flat out, you know, this sounds very interesting. I'm going to get back to you and look into this and come in for a consultation after the first of the year. And that's fine. If you do that, that's fine. But what I want you folks to do is if you're the least bit interested in this process called Neograft, please give them a call. Go to their website, call them, ask all the questions you want to ask. There is nothing about it to be afraid of. There's no pressure involved. Nobody is ever going to talk you in to getting hair. If you don't want it, you don't want it. If you decide this is not for you, then it's not for you. They're not going to do that. You'll be meeting and talking with very professional people, Dr. Richard Moore, who we've had on before, we're going to have on again. I'm also working on getting a couple people who've actually undergone the NeoGraft process. So it always bothers me. I take very seriously the business of selling, and sometimes I wonder, well, you know, what am I not telling people that they need to hear about NeoGraft? And I don't know what that is. I'm a bald guy who can't have it because I'm, in a sense, too far gone. I'm a little too old now to want it, and I've been bald so long that I'm used to it. And even if I did, I don't have, and this is what they will tell you, if you go in and you're not a candidate for this, they'll just tell you right away. And you know what? You don't have to worry about it anymore or make a decision because you are not a candidate for neografting. They're not about to do it on somebody where the results are going to be less than you and they want them to be. If your hair around the back of your head is too thin or too fine, that if you pull enough of it out to do the job on top of your head, then you're going to have a deficiency in that part of your scalp, then they're not going to do that. So here's the thing. Here's the website. It's neelgraftstl.com. They are in Clayton in the Lifestyle Center. It's the only place in the state of Missouri that offers this procedure. I think you can get it in Kansas City, Kansas, not Missouri, and I know you can get it on the West Coast in California where it will cost you as much as three times as much as it costs here in St. Louis. So it's really up to you. I appreciate it if you call. If you don't, I get it. That's fine. But there's really no reason to wait to find out if after the first of the year this is something you want to start the new year off with. It'll probably take you two procedures. Each procedure is a full day because they do this one follicle, one hair at a time. It's very interesting and very impressive, and it's FDA approved, and it makes all the other old transplantation methods look barbaric. It's called NeoGraft, and again, the website is neograftstl.com. Before we break, tonight, Michael Bublé has a Christmas special, and if you folks would let me, it's been a few years. I would like to retell my story about what a wonderful thing Michael Bublé did for a guy in St. Louis that I knew who was dying. It's a great story. It's a great feel-good story, and it's a story, you know, in contrast to all the horrible things you hear about big stars and all the how nutty they are and selfish they are. It's a terrific story. So if you don't mind, when we come back, I'd like to tell you my Michael Bublé story. And then when you watch the TV special tonight, I think you'll have a whole new appreciation for Michael Bublé, especially those of you who didn't hear this when it was taking place. Because on the air, as I was going through this experience with this guy who was dying and with Michael Bublé, those of you who were listening at that time followed along, and I think it was just very interesting what he did for this guy. So we'll do that when we come back. We'll take a break. Stay with us. Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Hey, Frank, you still there?
I am here.
You know, for years I've been listening to you on the air here, and I've once in a while I heard you offer free breast exams, correct?
We did that, yes, years ago, yes.
Yeah, did you hear about the guy in Florida that got arrested?
No, I didn't.
81-year-old guy doing the same thing you've offered, but he went to an apartment complex, knocked on doors, and offered free breast exams.
See, that's where I draw the line, Tim. I don't go soliciting door-to-door.
What's the charge?
Well, there's no charge, and they come to me.
No, I know. What's the charge for the old man going door-to-door?
Yeah, what'd they charge him with?
Oh, I know you wouldn't charge anything. He got charged with 15 years. Actually, he's got a 15 years of a sex offender probation.
But what was the crime? Offering a service? What was the crime?
He charged them $20.
Well, he offered free breast exams, and he went by, and two ladies took him up on it. Then they found out he was a phony, and they charged him.
Okay, but hold on. A phony, if he didn't say he was a doctor? I'm serious about this. Stop the traffic music for a second. This is important.
Now,
this is important. Here, if you go to the door and you go, good evening, ma'am, I'm whatever, I'm Frank Opinion, whatever, and at no charge to you, I would be more than happy to feel your breasts and see if I can detect the lump, because many times, as you know, self-examination is not completely thorough. I'd be happy to do that for you, Are you interested? You now, could, what's the crime?
You could say you have training, even. I've trained.
Well, even if you don't say that, you don't say I'm a doctor. You don't say. You just say I am a compassionate, caring individual who loves women, and I would hate for something like this to go undetected. Yeah. Could I feel your breast, please? Is that something you'd be interested in? If they say no, you go away. What's the crime?
Well, I guess he screwed up. He said he was a doctor. He offered free door-to-door breast exams.
Oh. See, I've never used it. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, that's true. That. You haven't.
But maybe it's strong-arm rubbery.
But I like his hoots.
Rubbery. What?
She's trying to make a joke. Strong-arm robbery. It didn't work.
No, where's rubbery?
Rubbery. Where
he's
that
rubbing.
Rubbery.
Tina, just admit, it didn't work.
Frank, you had a
good try, but it didn't work. Now, that's the difference. I don't claim to be a doctor.
You have quite a reputation, though, because I was with two other guys today, and as soon as I read this story, they go, oh, my God, that reminds me of Frank.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of that.
Oh, I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
All right, thank you.
Hey, on westbound 44, westbound 44 before Elm, you've got a minor crash that's blocking the right lane. Also, eastbound 40 now, you're running slow from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, slow Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, for the month of December, visit your participating Toyota dealer and receive an oil change and tire rotation for the Toyota suggested price of $39.95. Synthetic oil, slightly higher. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Show Me Weights. The 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
Heidi's Sewing Machine in South County has some great items for holiday gift giving. Now through Sunday, December 11th, Brother has extended their Black Friday sales event. You can get rebates and savings from $175 to $1,099, depending on the model you buy. When you buy your sewing machine from Heidi, you'll also get free sewing lessons. Heidi offers quilting, embroidery, and sewing classes and clubs to get the most out of your sewing machine. They also have a complete line of sewing and embroidery supplies. If you have a sewing machine that doesn't work, Heidi has trained on-site technicians who can make it run as good as new. Heidi's Sewing Machine has been serving St. Louis for 60 years. No other company offers the selection, the support, and the expertise that Heidi offers. They're located on Lindbergh and Concord Village Avenue in South County. Or you can visit their website at heydesewing.com. Heidi's Sewing Machine, your headquarters for all your sewing needs.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Are you looking for a new and improved smile? Looking for high-quality, affordable dental care? If so, Dentures and Dental Services in St. Peter's is your solution. Dentures and Dental Services offers extractions starting at just $39 per tooth with the purchase of immediate dentures. Crown started an unbelievable $595 per tooth. Plus, Dentures and Dental Services in St. Peter's still offers quality replacement dentures starting at just $299 per set with convenient same-day service available. That's right, just $299 per set. There is no reason to be ashamed of your smile any longer. Give the caring staff of Dentures and Dental Services in St. Peter's a call today at 636-970-1460. They're located at 318 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. That's 636-970-1460 for dentures and dental services in St. Peter's.
Providers are general dentists, not specialists. Thomas J. Kennedy of Missouri, DDS, PC, and Associates.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max, like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Merrier shopping this holiday season starts at Plaza Frontenac. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Pottery Barn Kids, J. Crew, Lululemon Athletic, and now open St. Louis Bread Company, and over 40 shops and restaurants to brighten the holidays. Plaza Frontenac, it's where to be merry.
Attention players, Casino Queen now has $2 blackjack and 25-cent roulette, plus the loosest slots in the country. Have more fun at Casino Queen. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game subject to availability.
Get to Kohl's Cash and Sale Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. till midnight. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon going to
jingle. Is that Michael Bublé?
Yes.
His voice a little high. See, the other guy who used to work at the control board, if I had set up with a Michael Bublé song, he would have jumped in right now with a Michael Bublé Christmas song.
This
but
is
that's
before.
Him. Yeah, that's him. Is this Michael as a young kid?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, my mistake. I didn't realize. Young, like 12?
Yeah.
12-year-old
before
Michael
his
Bublé.
Voice changed.
Yeah, boy, he still sounds pretty good. His voice is high, but sounds good. Okay, folks, here's what I'd like. If you give me just a minute or two to talk to you about Matheny, then I have a huge hole. It opens up a big hole so I can tell you what I think is just a good feel-good story. So let me remind you that when you have Matheny come out to your house for your heating and cooling, you're doing yourself, first of all, a huge favor because you found yourself a heating and cooling company and you'll never again have to ask who to call. You're also helping people who are not very fortunate and have a tough time with their gas bills because of their diagnostic fee that they charge, which is when they come out and sort of assess what you need, what's wrong with your heating and cooling system. They take $5 of that and they give it to Laclede Gas's Dollar Help program, which is $5 put into a big kitty of sorts that they use to help people pay their... There's the kitty there. And another $5. So that's a lot of $5 bills that Matheny is putting into what I think is a nice thing to do. In addition to that, if you tell them your AM and the PM, Matheny will take 15% off your first service call charge just as a thank you for being AM and the PM. So a lot of good reasons to call Matheny. The biggest reason of all is they know what they're doing. Good family business, started in the 40s, very honest people. You never have to wonder if they're making up a part that really didn't broke, that they said broke. Nah, you don't have to worry about any of that. This is exactly the kind of company you want to find to do everything in your life. With heating and cooling, we have it. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They serve all of St. Louis and St. Charles counties. They work on everything, residential, commercial, any brand. They install new. It's all there. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. All right, I'm going to give you the shortest version I can of this story, but it takes a little time. And again, the reason is Michael Bublé has Christmas special tonight. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty good, probably put you in a Christmas mood if you're not in it already. But something happened with him that I sort of became involved in. In your life, you probably have maybe a dozen things that happened that you will never forget. They left an impression with you that you'll never get out of your head. It's a good, positive one, and this is one of those for me. I had a friend for many years named Tom Zip. He was a captain with the St. Louis Police Department. He contracted ALS. ALS is a death sentence. It's a horrible, horrible disease. And he got it at the age of 49. Now, when we found out he had it, right before that, he and my wife had together discovered Michael Bublé. This is a guy who was featured on the Today Show, and Tom loved music. He loved the Beatles. He really loved the Beatles, and he loved big band music. He loved old doo-wop stuff, and he loved Michael Bublé. So he and my wife would talk about Michael Bublé. He's got a CD out now, blah, 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 blah. And when I find out that Michael Bublé is coming to the Fox Theater, I immediately called and bought four tickets. I said, I want to get in early. I hope some really good seats are available. And the gal said, yes, you got in early. I got four. I said, all right, here's my MasterCard. I bought the tickets. I called Tom. And by the time the concert was going to come to town, he knew that he was already starting to deteriorate and fail in his muscles, and he wouldn't go. He said, his wife gets on the phone and says he won't go because he's self-conscious, he's embarrassed, he'll probably by then be in a wheelchair full-time, and it's just humiliating. And I understood that. I got that. I'd be the same way. And I thought, well, how sad. Here's a chance to see this guy who's by the way, whose CD I think he must have listened to sitting in the wheelchair every day. He listened to Michael Bublé. So I turned the tickets back in. I got my money back because I didn't want to go if he wasn't going to go. Now, throw into this whole picture the fact that for several years, every year, we were invited to a company company picnic of sorts. And I'm going to tell you, if he gets mad, I hope he doesn't, but I want to include him in the story because he's a big part of the story. Jerry Clinton. Jerry Clinton, the man who is responsible for us even having Rams football. Not a good season, I admit, but we have football thanks to Jerry in the stadium, thanks to Jerry. Jerry Clinton, a very successful man, very powerful man. I don't run in powerful circles. I'm not in the society page of anything. I don't have wealthy friends. I am not a high society country club. I'm just not. But I do happen to know Jerry Clinton, and I was lucky enough, my wife and I, to be invited to Jerry's incredible company picnic every year. So I'm on the phone with Jerry, and I said, "Who?" And he was known for having just great out of this world entertainment at his home out in the backyard by the lake. And I said, "Who do you have coming this year?" And he said, "Hey, I got Michael Bublé and his whole orchestra coming to the house to perform outside on a stage." And I said, "Wait a second, you got to be kidding me." He said, "No, he's in town at the Fox." And I knew this, of course, because I had turned my tickets back in. Now, I'm going to try to make this short. Not going to be easy. I get to Jerry's house, my wife and I, for this party, and here, honest to goodness, after everybody goes and gets in line and gets something to eat, on stage in this man's yard is Michael Bublé and the horns and the full orchestra. Unbelievable. When it's over, I have a chance to hang out with Michael Bublé at the house. Now, let me also make this very clear. I cannot stand it when people who are just little St. Louis radio people like I am try to pretend that they know celebrities or that I've met this celebrity and I know that. I don't. That's not the case here. Michael Bublé doesn't have my number. I don't have his. He might not know me if he saw me today. So please, this is not about me knowing celebrities. This is a lucky break that I got. And I'm talking to Michael Bublé, telling him about my friend who's dying with ALS. And I said, he would just love to have been here tonight. And Jerry says, "Why didn't you bring him?" And I said, "Jerry, I don't invite other people to somebody's party. You don't do that." He said, "But you know I would have been okay with it." And I said, I know. I probably screwed up here. Michael Bublé says, "Tell me more about your friend." I said, "He has ALS. He listens to your CD all the time." He said, "Can you call him?" I said, "Sure." So I called Tom, and I said, "Tom, I got somebody who wants to say hi to you." And I put Michael Bublé on the phone. He says, "Tom, it's Michael Bublé." And Tom thought I was just messing with him, that it was a friend of mine. And he said, "No, it really is me." He said, "Tom, what's your favorite song that I do?" And Tom says, "Fly Me to the Moon." Michael Bublé starts singing "Fly Me to the Moon" on the phone. When I took the phone from Michael, Tom was crying. he was trying. He said, I can't believe it. He said, it is Michael Bublé. And I said, yeah. And Michael took the phone back and he said, Tom, at the Fox tomorrow night, I'm going to add Fly Me to the Moon. It's not part of the set list. He said, but I'm going to add it and I'll be thinking about you. And he did. I wasn't there, but I know for a fact he sang that song, which wasn't supposed to be in the show. And he said, I'll be thinking of you. Now, let's go 6 months beyond that. He's coming to the pageant, and I find out about it. So I thought, all right, this time, I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to let Tom's going to go see Michael Bublé. Now, I also wanted, since he was a police captain with the St. Louis Police Department, I thought it'd be nice if a bunch of cops could be there. Some of his people who over 30 years had worked with Tom. So, once again, I called Jerry, and I said, Jerry, can you give me the names of people who are big supporters of the police department who might want to pitch in here and buy a bunch of seats to this concert? I mean, $6,000 worth of seats. I've already got a section priced out. And Tom said, Jerry Clinton said, why wouldn't you ask me? I said, I would never ask you for that. He said, well, you don't have to. He said, I'll buy all the seats. So he just wrote a check, $6,000, and bought all the seats for these cops. Now, not only did Bublé come out on stage and look up in the balcony and point out Tom and dedicate the show to Tom, but he made sure that we were able, prior to the show, to have Tom come backstage, have pictures. Still got the pictures. Still got copies of the pictures of him with Bublé. I'm going to tell you something. This is the kind of thing that when you hear people do it, you cannot help but look at him and go, what a great human being. I mean, to go out of his way, to change a song that's scheduled, even though Tom wasn't going to be there, to talk to him on the phone, to arrange for him to come backstage and make sure that he got all the pictures he wanted, that he had a conversation with him. It was just a terrific incident in my life that I felt so good about for a long time, and I felt good because I got to watch something good, if that makes sense. When you are witness to somebody like a Jerry Clinton who went just above and beyond to make this so much simpler. You imagine how tough it would be to call a bunch of people going, hey, can you chip in $100? You got to call like six, 60 people, $100 a piece. No, he just made it so easy. This Jerry Clinton is the same guy who, when I got an email from a listener several years ago whose 10-year-old son was dying and had less than a year to live, all he wanted before he died was to meet a Cardinal baseball player, just in person. And Jerry made it possible for this kid to go out to Spirit of St. Louis Airport and sit and talk and literally just have a private meeting with Jim Edmonds and Scott Rowland, them and that kid. And his dad called and said, you have no idea. You have no idea. He said, my son can barely walk. And when those two ball players walked in that room, he stood up and walked over to them to shake their hands. He doesn't walk that much in a month. He said, it just lit a fire under him. He said, what a wonderful, wonderful day. And there were, some pictures taken of it. So there's a great story for you for the holiday season. It actually, stuff like that does happen. You don't see it on the news. You don't, turn on anything anymore and hear anything but arguing and protesting and stabbing and robbing and people who are mad. And there's some good stuff that happens. So good for Michael Bublé. When you watch the special tonight, maybe you'll remember that story about him and what he did for the wonderful police captain, Tom Ziff, who died about, I'm not good at time, 4 or 5 years ago from ALS. And here's another thing. If you ever hear about anybody getting ALS, go look it up. Read about it. Because immediately you will be aware that whoever this is that has this is about to go through a hellacious couple of 3 years where there's no direction but down. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. All right. I saved an article from 2 days ago. I'm going to share it with you. More than half the people who are retiring or are retired have less than $25,000. That is unbelievable. That is not good news. More than half of retirees in this country have less than $25,000. They didn't plan it that way, a lot of them. Some of them didn't plan it, but they also didn't plan for anything else. They didn't plan to have money. They just, time got away from them. Time does. It gets away from you. You're 20, you're 30, you're 50, you're 60, you're 70, boom. Less than $25,000 for over half. Not good. You don't have to become one of those people. You can start small. You can start with $100 a month or $50 a month, and you build a fund. If you have a 401k at work, you already have a start. And if you have $25,000 or more, then you might want to call these guys, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. I'm sure they know these numbers. I'm sure they're well aware of these numbers. But if you have that $25,000 or more, you go to markandjason.com. That's their site. You'll see how to get in touch with them and meet with them. Tell them what you're doing with your money, and they'll tell you what they think about what you're doing and what maybe they would change or not change. Once again, Mark, there was a Stifel Nicolaus, I think I told you that, markandjason.com.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What do you mean, uh-oh?
Is that what I think it is?
Well, what do you think it is?
It's our roof.
It is?
It's leaking. Look at the ceiling.
Oh, no. I knew we should have had our roof checked out after all the storms this year, but I didn't see any damage when I looked up there. And I'm not really sure what I was looking at anyway.
Ugh.
Now is the time to act before winter weather sets in. Let the pros at FM Roofing Exteriors give you its written 14-point roof inspection for just $69. They'll come out and do a full inspection to make sure you're safe this winter. And if they find any damage, they can make the repairs before it costs you a whole new roof and maybe even bigger problems. FM Roofing and Exteriors will get to you quickly. FM Roofing serves St. Louis and Illinois, and they're local. Need help fast?
Yeah, like right now.
Yeah!
Go to fmroofingexteriors.com or call 314-632-6723. That's 314-632-6723.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
The leaves are gone. Thanksgiving's passed.